True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, this is Rob.
This is Chase.
And you're listening to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game with Joe and Joe.
Yeah, but who do you hate more, Bob Brenly, the Dodgers or the Cowboys?
Hi, I'm Bob Brenly, and I hate the Dodgers.
It's hate weekend, and that's the this or that for today. And you know what, Carter? We do have an open for it. And when we have an open for something, we should play it, right? Right? Let's hit the open for this.
Light up.
Yeah! All right, this or that. Who do you hate more and why?
So,
Cowboys or Dodgers? 888-957-9570. Joe, you can call or text that number. And remember, this is a segment about the people, for the people, by the people. We want to hear from the people. Call or text. Also, YouTube comments welcome as well.
The reason why it's not the Cowboys in this particular instance is because the Cowboys, though they represent Texas, that doesn't irk me more than the Dodgers clearly representing SoCal in a variety of ways. When I see a Dodger hat, it triggers me. When I see a Cowboy jersey or a Cowboy hat, I'm just like, well, you're a loser. You know what I mean? Like, whereas the Dodger thing is, it's a bandwagon. It's a total bandwagon.
You know, whoa, real quick. You don't think the Cowboys are the biggest bandwagon in sports?
If you're still,
they are.
If you're still riding with the Cowboys, you're a loser. Like, you're a loser. Like, that's the way I look at it. You're kind of a loser, right? You're kind of a joke.
Dude, I love you,
you're
the
like
way.
Calling it what it is. Like, you're just kind of a loser.
Yeah, high level loser, bro.
You're probably old, right? Like, the Dodgers are the hip, cool thing, but they represent SoCal in a way that I've always... Look, L.A. is a cool place in theory, but...
Going to L.A. You've been down there.
Yeah, it's fun to visit. Yeah, but if you're from L.A., you're a certain type of dude. And I'm sorry, I look down on you. I think that you're very hollow and shallow, and I don't think very much of you. Straight up, like, I'm a NorCal guy. We're cut from a different cloth. We're a little grimier. Yep, we're a little more difficult to deal with when it comes to things. We got more chameleon in us. You tend to be more cookie cutter down south. And that's just what it is. So for me, it's the Dodgers. And then I look at like some of their guys. Now, there is a lot to compare and contrast. Kershaw, Troy Aikman, you could see a lot of comparisons between the two, right? A lot of comparisons the two.
And Troy, obviously, where did he make his bones early on? College, UCLA for a little bit, right?
Yeah,
SoCal guy, too. But you grew to love Troy later on, though.
Like, kind of like how I love Eric Karros now as a broadcaster.
There you go. Like you, used
but
to
I still despise him as a player.
There you go. And that's totally fine, right? Michael Irvin, right?
Yeah. Super arrogant, cocky, and in your face. Similar to Yasiel Puig.
Similar, right?
Very
that's
similar.
A great one. Who was some other all-time?
Like Moose Johnson.
Yeah.
Moose Johnson reminds me a lot of Justin Turner.
Love him.
Can't stand him.
Love him as a broadcaster.
Him and
though.
Jay Novacek might as well be Justin Turner and Max Muncy.
And then obviously the guy, the overarching one, and he was your number one hated. That's why I threw the question out. Your number one hated Dodger was the manager, Tommy Lasorda. Like, Jerry Jones, though. Like, come on. Like, that's the guy you should hate the most out of all of these figures in both franchises. It's Jera.
No.
How can it not
no,
be?
No, because look, I think about this. If I'm driving in a vehicle with family, okay, if I see a Dodger hat on the street and I pull up to the red light and you happen to be right there on the corner, I am compelled, and pretty much every single time, I will roll the window down and say some sort of funny Dodgers suck-like comment. Mm-hmm. If you're wearing a Cowboy jersey, I just drive right by you. I don't even care.
So you laugh is what
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, there's a bunch of dorks. Like, like a Dodger fan, it just, it evokes something out of me. Like, how dare you wear that hat in this region? Cowboy fan, I'm like, yeah, I expect you to be obnoxious and just, like, don't know anything about sports. You really don't know anything about sports.
It's funny you say that about NorCal versus SoCal, because if you just go out of this state or country, they associate all of California with the same person, by the way. They think we're all the same type, which obviously you feel some type of way. There is some regionality within this, just like people from NorCal are different from SoCal, just like LA is different than San Diego. The fan bases and the people are different from region to region. Hell, you go to Bakersfield, they're going to act different there. There is regionality here, but at the end of the day, the Cowboys get shoved down your throat during football season so damn much when they've just been so mid to bad for almost my entire life, that even the people like that don't have a dog in the fight, they hate the Cowboys more than they hate the Dodgers. Like, they just, we hate them. And by the way, the 707, they chime in saying they hate the Dodgers more because during my lifetime, Cowboys have been more relevant. Like I'm talking about. Like, but they get shoved down your throat more. That's why I picked the Cowboys, because they are constantly shoved down our throat during the football season when they could not be more irrelevant. They sucked last year. They had Cooper Rush as their quarterback. Why are we talking about them instead of the Chiefs, instead of the Eagles? You're opening up with Cowboys? Why? I get why they talk
Cowboys
about the Dodgers
fans
all the time.
Wear costumes.
But they're good.
They show up. Cowboy fans. It could be Colts Niners, and they'll be the up. Oh, here comes the Cowboy fan, has to be at the game. And then they like lean into it. They're obnoxious. They're playing a character. If you're a Dodger fan hat guy who walks into, you know, Keysar Pub, right, you're going to get it way more than a Cowboy fan, I feel
if
like.
If it's backwards, do you get it even more if it's a backwards?
Well, and you're in flip-flops and jeans? Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I'm seen right now, not with the Dodger hat, but I do like the flip-flops and jeans look. I'm just going to be honest. I'm from NorCal.
I'm going to call it. I'm going to tell you right this. That is a SoCal look. Flip-flops with jeans.
I think it's just a white guy look, to be honest with you.
No, it's not.
We do that everywhere.
There's not one friend of mine who would wear, in Frisco, would wear jeans with flip-flops.
Well, no. I'll wear them in Oakland, though. You don't live in Oakland. I do.
Yeah, we're going to agree to disagree.
That's a look that's there. You
we're
going to
agree to disagree.
Because we have sun. Thank you, Carter. He's giving me
Yeah, that's an East Bay thing,
that's
I think.
That's an East Bay thing. We definitely rock
the shore. That is not a Frisco thing.
That's fine.
Too cold here.
Exactly.
Well, you guys are soft. Skills and Vallejo. Think of one of our diehards.
I'm
Skills,
soft.
This or that. Who do you hate more, the Cowboys or the Dodgers?
I hate the Dodgers more by far. It's not even close. And believe me, I hate them both. I got into football right as the Cowboys and 49ers rivalry in the early 90s was heating up. And believe me, there was hatred there. Couldn't stand any of them except maybe Moose Johnson. Ironically, I know he's the one you like, but or didn't like, but I actually like Moose, but other than that, everybody on that team, from the head coach and his perfectly silver hair, couldn't stand him. And it just from there on, the hatred grew. But the Dodgers over the years, they've had so many instances where their players or their managers or their fans have crossed the disrespect line, mm-hmm. talking about Casey Blake with Brian Wilson, making fun of his gesture to his father. We're talking about the Brian Stowe situation. We're talking about you know, there's the time was how easy it was to hate Tommy Lasorda. Could you imagine Tom Lancey doing all that stuff that Tommy Lasorda used to do? Never in a million years. But the reason why the Cowboys aren't hated as much as the Dodgers, for me, they haven't mattered for most of the last 30 years on the field. Meanwhile, while the Dodgers have consistently, through whatever means they've been using to do it, they've mattered on the field for most of the last 30 years. They've made the playoffs. They've won championships. They've come close to winning championships. They've taken it to the Giants in the playoffs, even in 2021 with a little help from an umpire, but that's another conversation. And I hate the Dodgers so much that it is a good – I was at the ballpark for that game, that game 5 against the Giants and Dodgers, but at the last minute I decided not to actually go in the ballpark. which that's another story. But I didn't go in, and it's a good thing I didn't, because if I had been in that ballpark to watch the Dodgers celebrate on the field after that game, and someone said the wrong thing to me, Joe, I would have knocked him out. And I'm not a violent person by any means, but I would have knocked him out. I would have been in jail.
Skills.
So that's my answer to your question.
Great, great, great answer. I was so mad that the Dodgers destroyed the Giants on the final day of the year. I was mad at Hunter Pence.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
For riding around on a scooter. That's how pissed off I was. I hate the Dodgers so much, it made me turn on one of my favorite Giants.
Yeah, see, I understand, like, that's, like, the most recent, like, example, and, like, you've had the Cowboys number as of late, but the Cowboys have had more, or have been the cause of more, like, playoff heartbreak.
Yeah, but so have the New York Giants. Okay. So have other teams.
Yeah, but you don't hate the New York Giants like you hate the Cowboys.
Oh, because you don't. Now you're wrong. A, I hate the Cowboys.
You don't hate Eli Manning.
The New York
dude.
Giants. What are you talking about?
You hated
Bill Parcells. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the most recent examples of that, like Eli Manning. Like,
yeah, I hate his guts.
I don't think you do.
Yes, we do.
You love the Manning cast. You love the Manning cast.
Joe. If you say Kyle Williams, you immediately think of Eli Manning and Ahmed Bradshaw.
The Niners fans hate Kyle Williams more than they hate the actual Giants.
We have faced the New York Giants in the playoffs a bunch of times. And in the 80s, Jim Burt and Tuna and Phil Sims and all those guys. And yes, to a less degree, Eli Manning. Yes, we hate them. I hate Eli way more as a player, way more than Dak Prescott.
You don't hate the Giants more than hate the Cowboys.
What I'm saying is that is not exclusive to the Cowboys in terms of the playoff shortcomings.
No, but that's your rival, though, is what I'm saying.
It is, and so are the New York Giants.
Yeah,
but to a less degree.
But I can live with the fact that the Dodgers beat me in the playoffs, but they didn't win the World Series. Like, the Cowboys have beaten you in the playoffs, the Niners,
20 times a year every year.
I understand that. I'm telling you, when it mattered most, though, the Cowboys kind of got your number, and then they
because
won the
title. Of the structure of baseball playoffs, they couldn't face each other up until the mid-90s. And then they restructured the playoffs so that Yankees, Red Sox, or Giants, Dodgers wouldn't meet in the first round. It was only until about the restructure of the 2020s that they could actually face each other in the playoffs. They'd only made the playoffs going into 2021. I think they'd only made the playoffs once or twice at the same time. So, like, I think it was 2016, too, that year. So, like, it's very difficult to compare and contrast playoffs for football where they're in different divisions, right? The Cowboys and Niners have always been in different divisions versus baseball when you can't play each other.
This or that, 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text. Who do you hate more, Cowboys or the Dodgers? 510. I hate the Cowboys more because their hate is a playoff hate. Giants and Dodgers have only met once in the playoffs.
Again, because of the way baseball's playoffs were structured.
Andrew is in Berkeley. Andrew, who do you hate more, Cowboys or the Dodgers?
Not even close. It's Cowboys. For all the reasons Spadoni said, that they get shoved down our throat despite doing nothing for 30 years, But I got another personal one. I was born in 1985, and so maybe the last 30 years they've done nothing. But the first 10 years of my life, they were the big bads as a Niners fan.
Yeah.
So I got to go with that. As for the Dodgers, sorry, boys, but I used to be a diehard A's fan. I got nothing against the Dodgers.
Well, then get out of here.
Well, actually, Andrew, I'd argue that the A's should be most pissed off at Dodgers. They're the ones that beat them in a World Series, right? Like, the most famous play, and I appreciate the call, Andrew, like, the most famous play maybe in baseball history is what? Kirk Gibson on a bum knee, homering off who? The greatest closer at the time ever, Dennis Eckersley, where a Bay Area guy, by the way, Fremont High School, a guy that, you know, is one of the greatest of all time, coined the phrase walk-off. As he talked it, walking off the mound, he's the one that coined that phrase in that moment. It's one of the low moments if you're an A's fan of all time. Yeah, you won the series, the World Series the year later, but that was marred by the 1989 earthquake, beat the Giants, great. But, like, I argue that the A's should hate the Dodgers more than the Giants at times because they beat them in the biggest game ever, the biggest series ever. But they don't because, obviously, some people were too young. Andrew probably was too young to even remember that. So it is what it is. So that's a chalk up to the Cowboys, right? Okay.
Yeah,
the
but
Cowboys
again, won. Again, he doesn't hit the algorithm of Giants fan, Niner fan.
No,
so but, that's going to skew the answer.
But I will say, I think majority of people, if you were to pull America, mm-hmm. I do think they'd hate the Cowboys more than the Dodgers. They would.
Well, we're not talking about America. We're talking about the San Francisco Giants Niner fan.
That's fine. I'm just telling you just hatred scale of just those individual franchises right now. I don't think a lot of people hate this current Dodgers team. They might hate that.
What are
how
you talking about? They're like bending the rules so that they could build a juggernaut. Yeah, we're a little ticked off. At least in the NFL, it's all equitable.
They played within the rules, and people are mad about it. Larry in the city.
Larry,
who do you hate more, Cowboys or Dodgers?
It's the Cowboys by far. Like, it's ridiculous. The Cowboy fans who've done nothing irritate me to no end. And for a team to say the stadium's open so God can watch America see him on Sunday, that warrants hate, period. Like, the arrogance of the Cowboys irritate the heck out of me. And when you talk about the Giants fans, I mean, I hate the Cowboys way more. The Giants, yeah, we had our problems, but the Cowboys showed up repeatedly and was an issue. And I love when we used to just smash them. So, no. I see a Cowboy fan and my skin crawl. Like, really? In the Bay Area, you got that damn jersey. I'll excuse my language. But that it's the Cowboy fans by far. Thanks for taking my call.
There you go, Larry in the city. See, I do think it's more triggering here in the Bay if you do see a Cowboys jersey than if you saw a Dodgers hat. I see a lot of Dodgers hats all over the place.
Yeah, and I feel inclined to tell each and every one of them, you're a Dodger fan? Get out of here.
You don't say that to every single one of them.
Almost every single one of them. Yes, I do.
You don't. You don't. You don't.
Okay.
Just saying.
You're walking around town with me all the time.
Well,
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you do that to Cowboys
Michelle,
fans too?
I bet if you got Michelle on the phone right now, she'd say that she's yelled at me on multiple occasions where I rolled the window down and said, Dodgers suck, as I'm driving through the city and see someone on the corner wearing a Dodger hat.
Brendan, San Francisco. Brendan, who do you hate more? Dodgers, Cowboys.
It's always going to be the Cowboys. I'm about to turn 40 next year. So my formative years of Niner football was the disrespect between the two, the spike of the football on the star, all of it. I loved every minute of it, and I cannot stand. You guys hit it on the head. If I see a Cowboys jersey in the city, I'm saying something. But with the Giants, I love my Giants more than anything. My lovely girlfriend is a Dodgers fan from growing up in Southern California, so that is a constant struggle.
But, well, you're bought and paid for.
But it is always going to be the Cowboys, and that is never going to change.
And that's Brandon. That's three straight for the Cowboys, by the way. They're just running away with this. Do we have a poll up, by the way, about this? What is it? Where are we at with the poll? 888-957-9570. Before we get to that, that is the number. It's this or that.
67% Dodgers.
Thank you.
Which means 33% for the Cowboys.
Wow, well, thank you for the uptick.
Thanks,
there.
Dan.
Matt Dibley over
squirt.
There.
Squirt.
Hey, I like squirt soda. It's underrated. By the way, we got Brian Johnson joining us at 9:15 today, synonymous with one of the great moments of Giants-Dodgers history, Joe. And that's going to be when Bonte Hill is also joining us in studio for the entire hour. So, brought to you by River Islands in Lathrop.
Deli Boy's hitting me up right now. Deli Boy saying, I laugh at a Cowboy fan. I loathe the Dodger fans.
Were you laughing in the 90s, Deli Boy? Were you laughing in the 90s when they were the synonymous with Super Bowl
championship? You're asking about where we're at now. This isn't the 90s. I wish it was because I would do so many things different.
Okay.
I'd be buying this stock in this thing called Apple and Amazon.
I wish I can go back. The Gray Sport Almanac moment. God, I wish I can do that. Money would be great.
Like, if someone tells me they're from Dallas, I don't instantly, like, ew. But if someone says, like, I'm from L.A., like, you just think of a certain way.
Why?
Because, like, I view the Laker and the Cowboy fans very similar. You're just a bandwagon fan. Now, can you be a bandwagon fan of the Dodgers? Absolutely. Trust me, I get it. But it's more synonymous with that region for me. It just is.
Laker fandom is a lot. It's more of a brand, I think, nationally. And the Dodger brand is big, but it is more of a national brand, so just like Cowboys.
I'll lump these three together.
Okay.
Cowboys, Lakers, Yankees, to me, are all the same. Yeah. Right? Like, there is a large swath of people in this country who are Yankee, Cowboy, Laker fans. All right? If you're a Dodger fan, like, yes, you could be a national fan. I'm not denying that. But there's just something baked into the whole L.A. thing that I just look down on.
Chevy Moe in San Francisco. Chevy, who do you hate more? Dodgers or the Cowboys?
What's happening, Double Cups? Dodgers all day. Can't stand that disgusting blue, especially when it's prancing around this beautiful city, all them implants. Never would have been in the mission, but now they are. It's just disgusting. You see a cook. Sometimes you think twice about ordering from that guy. Any good L.A., SoCal, everything down there, you just can't do it, man. NorCal all day, baby.
There you go. Chevy Moe. Okay.
Chevy Moe's ready.
Up to the Dodgers hate. It is hate weekend as the Giants are playing the Dodgers this weekend. Logan Webb on the bump tonight. Massive, massive series. You could walk away. Monday morning, we could be talking about the first place San Francisco Giants, and we want to hear from the people. Who do you hate more? Is the Dodgers or is the Cowboys? And I do think we're dramatically underrating just how much, in a few months' time, you're going to be getting the Cowboys down your throat on social, on TV in here. It's going to be, oh, what's going to go on with, oh, Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons contract, all this. It drives me insane. I understand why I get the Dodgers alerts on my phone constantly, because Shohei Ohtani is the biggest star in sports right now. He is doing amazing things. I don't care what CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons are doing. They're third best in their own division, and they get shoved down my throat. That's why I hate them, Joe. That's why I hate them.
But they're
don't
irrelevant.
You hate that?
No, they're irrelevant.
No, but they're not, though, because the media makes them relevant.
I don't consume Stephen A. Smith's Cowboy takes, so it doesn't trigger me. No, like, when I'm watching MLB The Show, MLB Network, there's nothing but Dodger stuff. When I see John Morosi and the different people, Bob Nightingale, like, you look at their coverage. Their coverage is slanted toward the Dodgers. Like, that is the team that gets all of the love. Like, when the Niners are good, all right, they get unbelievable coverage. They're a national brand.
Yes.
When the Giants are good, they get a little bit of coverage, but nowhere near what the Niners get. So it doesn't trigger me as much regarding the Cowboy coverage. It just doesn't.
Which one of the fan bases bother you more, though? Of those two, who do you think per capita of the fans you meet of those teams?
An LA fan bugs me more than a Texas fan.
That's
period.
Surprising to me. That is so surprising.
Like, what's surprising,
like,
about it?
The guys in the back are going nuts, too.
Dude, you're out of your mind.
The Cowboys fans, dude.
Cowboy fans are insufferable.
No, they are, but they're also losers, so I kind of laugh at them.
I think you were friends with way more Dodgers fans than you realized.
Name one.
Cowboys fans. I don't know. I don't know your friend group.
I have one friend who's a Cowboy fan. His name's Guru. I'm just saying.
Hence, insufferable.
Yeah, there
you go. I love Goo.
Do you?
And I've let Goo wear a jersey of the Cowboys in my house. I don't think I've ever let anyone wear a Dodger hat in my house.
You're a little soft on the Cowboys when it comes
to Don't you get exhausted, though, every year of hearing them win 12 games and then the fans saying, here, this is our year, finally our year, and we know it's not their year. It never is.
It's not even
but that's the beauty of it.
No, not even when they're winning. When they suck. Last year, they're awful, and they're leading segments and weekends with Cooper Rush, who I couldn't even pick him up if he was on a milk carton. boo.
They don't. They just don't.
I don't care.
But they don't bug me like they did in 1997. Like in 1997, we have this conversation. It might be different. They don't bug me anymore. They just don't.
If they won the Super Bowl next year, you.
Well, they're not.
But if they did. I promise you, they're going to be shot up. Look, number one on your hatred.
I've done Cowboy sucks chant. Well, trust me, I was there in the playoffs when Brock made that great.
Are they playing each other this year, by the way?
I don't know, but Cowboys, that Niners? Was great. Don't get me wrong. The Beat LA chant is undefeated.
Let me look at the 49ers schedule. I want. Where are we out here? I know they have an easy schedule, so maybe they are on there. They play the Giants. They play the no. Damn it, that sucks. They play the last place team of the NFC East because the Niners were in last place and play the Giants this year. Great. Jackson Dart. It's not going to hit the same. It's not. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because
why are you looking at me like that?
The Cowboys.
We're right. We're right.
What do you mean
Cowboys
you're right?
Are the most insufferable. Again, you pull anyone in America, even here in NorCal. If we did a national poll, Cowboys fans are easily number one most hated fan base. It's not even close.
What about the Eagles?
No, because no one cares about Eagles fans anymore, the Philadelphia fan base. You might hate them, but they're not the most insufferable. Like, they're the biggest, jerkwads.
I laugh at Cowboy fans.
Do you?
Yeah, because they're obnoxious. They're the guy that shows up to the grill, I'm a Cowboy fan! You're like, you're such a dork. Like, that's what I think of. Like, you're just such a dork. That's what I think of. Like, I'm SoCal Dodger fan, hat back, I've got sleeve tats, I like Mookie.
That's more Padres fans these days, I gotta be honest, than LA Dodger fans. Like, Padres fans are the ones with the flip-flops and the shorts, the board shorts, backwards hat. They're chilling, dude. They have a great, they're chilling.
I don't know, they're both wearing very similar outfits. Hurleys and Billabong shorts. Yeah, they're very similar.
You got a problem, Billabong?
And some of those Padre fans were Dodger fans before their team became fun.
You know, there's a lot of these Giants fans that I see wearing those exact same outfits, you know, in a place called Santa Cruz, which isn't very far from here, Joe. I'm just letting you know. Like,
I'm stereotyping here, Joe. I'm doing a bit.
You are, but you need to also, you know, broaden your horizons. You're in your little bubble.
I own Billabong shorts that I wear, and I'm going to wear today. Well, probably not shorts today, but I will wear them golfing.
I think they went like bankrupt Billabong, unfortunately.
Well, that's how I got them for
$10. There you go. He went to one of the outlets?
When I was in Hawaii. We were at one of those shops, and I got shirts for some family members, and I was like, oh, $10 Billabongs.
What do you think Bonte Hill's going to say? Who do you think he's going to hate more between
those two?
When
was the last time the Cowboys won anything of significance to trigger you?
Just whenever they're on my screen, I get triggered. I'm just going to be honest with you. Whenever I'm hearing and flipping through channels, whether it's the national sports talk radio on the weekends, whether it's the one that's coming on right before our show here, they're always talking about them. Always. I can't go a day without seeing it and scrolling through my timeline on Twitter, whether it's Pro Football Focus, whether it's whoever, ESPN. What's going on with Micah Parsons? What's going on?
How about Tom Landry or Tommy Lasorda?
Well, Jimmy Johnson or Tommy Lasorda would
Johnson's
be the one.
A good one.
Like, to me, Jimmy Johnson was one of the seminal guys that I hated in that entire rivalry. And I'm going Lasorda, but barely. Jimmy Johnson, I hated his guts. The hair. He'd have the headset
great
on
hair.
With the
Kershaw or Aikman?
Who do you hate more? Yeah.
Now it's
both
Kershaw.
Hall of Famers. Yeah. Now it's Kershaw.
Yeah.
We could see the last Clayton Kershaw start against the Giants tomorrow. That could be like a realistic thing, which is insane. Insane.
Puig or Michael Irvin? I might lean Michael Irvin because he was better in his sport and had specific moments that destroyed us.
And you liked him at the U, didn't you? Come on.
Who? Irvin? Michael Irvin?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. But I was also.
But there was a point.
I'm also a Notre Dame fan, so I hated him at one point.
Okay. But again, like, there is the collegiate aspect in some of these players that you did grow up at one time saying, like, I actually kind of like that guy. But when it comes to baseball, you're not really watching collegiate sports. So, Troy Aikman, right? You know, the Barry Switzer. Did you hate him? Did you have any love lost?
Not really. I thought he was just a rollover. And, okay. You know, so no, not really.
He's like a plug and play. Like,
whatever.
Whoever coaches this team, it doesn't matter. They're going to win no matter what.
Pretty much. I was more mad at Dion for jumping ship from us going there than I was hating, you know, anyone else.
Dion's an interesting.
I mean, he went turncoat on us.
Well, and he was a Giant at one point, too.
Yes. Like, and then quit on the Giants.
Like, that's talking about figures that you can't stand
now. I
know. That's one of them. But I still see Dion jerseys at Niner games. I still see him, the Sanders. Do you feel some type of way about that?
Even no, it's fine. Time is
that's
passed.
Fine. Okay.
Yeah.
For a certain time, though, it was not okay.
No.
Okay. During that 90s, that period of 90s.
Look,
football.
He was a mercenary, and it hurt me, and I hated it that he left, but I probably
like the
hated
the first big one to do that, right?
But I probably hated Jeff Kent way more for going to the Dodgers than I did Dion.
That's a good one, actually.
I mean, I despised Jeff Kent.
I hated him going to the Dodgers, dude.
That's what I'm saying. And I was mad at Dion. Don't get me wrong.
When's Jeff Kent going to the ball? Like, has he like gone back to like any like Giants, like, you know, reunions or anything like that? Jeff Kent? He won an MVP.
He's busy watching his kid play in the college baseball playoffs.
Where's he play at?
Not Texas Tech. Where was he playing for?
Jeff Kent.
It was in a Southern team. Definitely a Southern team.
One of the greatest.
Shocking, right? Jeff Kent, Southern team.
One of the greatest mustaches you'll ever see, by the way. Texas A&M, you're right.
What'd I say, Texas Tech?
Caden.
Yeah, Texas A&M.
Plays for Texas A&M.
Well, you know that Riverside guy always wanted to be a Cowboy.
I'm just saying. He did look, in fairness to Jeff Kent, if I would have just seen him walking on the street, there's no way I thought he was from LA.
If I was putting together a roster.
He looks like he is from Dallas, Texas.
If I was putting together a roster of guys that look like CHPs, okay, of sports athletes, I would have Pat Spencer as the young apprentice and Jeff Kent as the grizzled vet, almost like the training day of CHPs. Those two together would be hilarious.
Pat Spencer, Jeff Kent. Who else is in there? Hunter Strickland absolutely looks like he's a police officer.
Well, Hunter Strickland would be in the in like the rec room because he got a little too creative with one of the people he pulled over.
I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it because I'll get in trouble, but I'll say it off air, which is always best. Maybe would have turned the camera off. 888-957-9570 is the number.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.